This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, or should I say credits, audibletrial.com/GQ25. Because I said that, the Audible sale is going on right now, 2 for 1. So if you want a free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25, and that one credit could turn into 2. By swiftenergy.gg, go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. But if you also get Quest Worthy, you get to see our logo on your container. It's good stuff. It really is. Some people would say it's a little too sharp for them. Whatever. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest, good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a release date for Hades 2. Where could Stellar Blade be going? And PlayStation could have some broken trophies? We will begin today with Donkey Kong, because Nintendo Direct did have the Donkey Kong Bonanza, and Games Radar was talking about it. So, what they did reveal is that the game had some inspirations from The Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom from The Legend of Zelda. And while they were into the Donkey Kong Bonanza, some of the streams did prove that much. Now, the players can destroy and shape the levels in this sandbox type game. And you could turn into animals like what Mario does for unique abilities. Now you go into something that's called the Ancient Ruins, and that's where the player can earn some special Bonandum gems, but you have to be aware that not all those gems are the same. And that could require some more solutions, like the puzzles, like what's in the Zelda shrines. And there's also some side-scrolling stages to complete too. Now, if you want to see that deep dive, the Donkey Kong Bonanza Direct, the link to the website is in the GQDN show notes in Discord. So you gotta become a Patreon. So there. But Donkey Kong Bonanza is coming very soon. Very, very soon indeed. Now, if you were looking to play some Beat Saber on your PlayStation VR or PlayStation VR 2, well, the support will be going away within the next few months. According to Eurogamer, the reason why is the fact that they didn't sell enough on PlayStation VR. Granted, this is a very popular game. So, with that, we can say that beginning this month, updates will not be released for Beat Saber on your PlayStation. That would include the new songs and music packs, but the game will still be available to download and play. And the extra content that was released prior to June 18th will remain purchasable and playable. And the cross-buy between PlayStation 4 and 5 will also be active. But multiplayer will no longer be available on either PlayStation console from the 21st of January 2026. Now the game will still be available on other platforms, which would include Steam and MetaQuest. Now Beat Saber did write about this on their frequently asked questions and said, quote, "As we look to the future and plan the next big leap for Beat Saber, we have made the decision to no longer release updates for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 starting in June 2025. Our passion for VR remains unwavering. We are excited about the possibilities that lie ahead and what can bring to Beat Saber fans who have been on this journey with us over the past 7 years." End quote. But that's not all of PlayStation's woes. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, some of the new games coming to PlayStation have some broken trophies. Yes, they do. Because some of the trophies are glitched, such as 2 of the FBC Firebreak trophies, which are Veteran and Firebreaker. But Remedy Entertainment is already aware of this problem, and they are, well, they will be trying to fix it. But that wasn't the only one. The Hunter Call of the Wilds does have a bug trophy that's called the Slam of Glory. Now, the people over in the PlayStation Network profiles did figure out a workaround, but that wasn't the end of PlayStation's woes, because Endless Dungeons Unnaturally Curious trophy is also glitched, And that trophy is awarded for players for opening 10,000 doors. But for some reason, the in-game counter seems to stop and does not kick off again. Looks like the developers gotta fix some stuff, including maybe not using some bots. Rock Paper Shotgun said that Mind Eyes developers build a rocket boy is denying that they're using bots to promote their game. Now, according to the website, some of the people got up on their Discord and said that the bots were being used to badmouth the game. And that put Build a Rocket Boy on the defensive because they said that they were not using bots to say any nice things about the game called Mind's Eye. Now, some people did spot some posts about the game with some of the similar wording, but the studio did post a response about this. So first off, well, here's what they said. Quote, taking a minute to set the record straight and refute this, and another false claims that are swirling, end quote. So Mike Chanel and Build a Rocket Boy both got up on X. Chanel said, oof, and Build a Rocket Boy said, quote, hey both, thanks for flagging. Taking a minute to set the record straight and refute this, and other false claims that are swirling. Barb has never used any bots, nor will we. We're pumped to see players loving the latest Mind's Eye update. Hashtag no bots. Now, there were some scans to Rex and some of the replies there in IGN and Eurogamer's reviews, and two of the comments were exactly the same that was up in Facebook comments. So, were they using bots or not? Do you use bots there for this, maybe? Okay, maybe a bad transition because PC Gamer was talking about Microsoft and there's a bit of a partnership with AMD, and that goes with the portfolio because apparently some of the games that's going to go into the next Xbox console will be backwards compatible, or they would have to be. Well, anyway, the reason why we know this, according to PC Gamer, there was a new video showcasing their plans for the future Xbox hardware. And the Xbox president, Sarah Bond, did show that stuff off. And they showed off their partnership with AMD. And she was up on that video talking about the Asus ROG Ally for Xbox, you know, the handheld. But they were also saying that the next console, which would most likely be their last console, would be available to that. Basically, AMD would be making the hardware. We'll see if they do. Most likely they will. Here we go to Switch 2. And Stellar Blade. According to Eurogamer, Stellar Blade might be going to Switch 2. Because Shift Up received a developer kit for Nintendo's new console. Now, we know that Stellar Blade went to PC. Mods. But with them having the dev kit, it is now entirely possible that this game could go to Switch 2. We shall see. Lastly today, Hades 2 will get an early access update. It's already got one, according to Eurogamer, and there will be a full release for the game. So, if you played Hades, you know that this one could be really good there for you too. Now, there's no date yet for the full release, but Supergiant was saying that it's approaching its final form. They said, quote, we're heading into the final phase of Hades 2 development, which involves adding the story's true ending and other finishing touches. Please note, we do not yet have a version 1.0 launch date, though we'll share more as soon as we can. For the quote, as we wind down from our early access phase, our goal remains ensuring we created our biggest, most replayable, most feature-rich game yet, and more importantly, a worthy successful to the original Hades. We have a big game to wrap up. While we can say that when our version 1.0 launch will be, we're very excited to be getting close and share the complete experience with you. This also means that some of the most important work on Hades 2 will come. So, may Moonlight guide us. And early access players, thank you for being here and sharing your impressions of the unseen update with us, end quote. Now, what we do know is that the original game will be released on PC and Switch in full, and that'll be before it goes to PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One X and S, and the consoles will come before the version for iOS via Netflix will come. So, Hades 2's coming. All hell's about to break loose. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.